Some of the protesters who disrupted Interim Police Commissioner Kevin Davis's confirmation hearing last night were back at Baltimore City Hall this morning, angered by the arrests of members of their group. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports they demanded a meeting with Davis and Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
About a dozen protesters stayed in front of City Hall for more than 2 hours, calling for the release of 16 people, including three juveniles, arrested after they refused to leave a balcony in City Council chambers after Davis's hearing. A council committee approved the confirmation at that hearing.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
In addition to their demand for a meeting with Davis and Mayor Rawlings Blake, they have called for the firing of Housing Commissioner Paul Graziano. Residents of the Gilmore Homes Project have charged that maintenance workers demanded sexual favors in exchange for repairs to their apartments. Gilmore Homes is the project where the Freddie Gray incident began. They also want the $20 million the state plans to spend on a new youth jail in the city to be spent on social justice programs. Kwame Rose, who led this morning's protest, said Davis should hear from those with concerns as well as his supporters.
We'll find those community activists who get the grants, they get the funding for not holding the system accountable. We'll see those community activists. But what I'm more concerned about is the fact that, sure, you got your supporters, but why aren't those who have questions being given the same access to engaging?
He added Davis missed an opportunity last night.
This was his opportunity to prove to all the mayoral candidates that he is really engaging all sides of Baltimore City, being truly reflective of the entire community, and he did not do that.
Davis found it hard to believe that he's not working to engage all sides. In fact, he said the protesters had his cell phone number.
They had my cell phone number because I gave it to them. And I gave it to him weeks and weeks ago.
He complained, however, that they tweeted his number to the world. He said he still hopes to arrange a meeting with them tomorrow. Mayor Rawlings Blake, on the other hand, is not as open to a meeting.
That's not the way to get a meeting with me. If you want to get a meeting with me, you call in the office. You don't sit in City Hall all night.
But Rose said he doesn't expect her to meet with them anyway.
The mayor has proven she's not ready to engage protesters, and she's shown that she is not confident in her own ability to complete the job. That's why she's not running for re-election.
This morning's protest in front of City Hall was small, but it may be a different picture when the full city council votes on Davis's nomination on Monday. I'm Kenneth Burns from downtown for 88.1 WYPR.